We Are SC podcast. Gary Paskowitz, Johnny Curran, Greg Katz here to talk the inside linebacker position for the USC defense as we're sitting here wrapping up week four of Trojan spring ball practices. And guys, I think it's safe to say so much to like about the defense. But if you're looking at the inside linebacker spot, really, Johnny, the one thing you're going to be a little bit concerned about is just the numbers. You had four guys coming in at the beginning of spring, and then you lost Taylor Katoa to a knee injury, out for the remainder of spring and into next season. And so really, you're playing right now with three primary guys and then moving around some other pieces to try to make them fit. But let's talk about the one piece that is as set as could possibly be, and that is Cameron Smith at the Mike linebacker spot. And that's even a position switch, because Cameron was playing at the dime spot and Michael Hutchings was at Mike, and so you moved him over. And I think it's interesting, Johnny, that Clay Helton is talking about it's great to see the Cameron Smith make that switch. Do Trojan fans think that's much of a switch for Cameron Smith? Isn't this kind of assumed Cameron Smith is the leader of this defense?
I think so, but I think it is noticeable, I think, to everyone who goes to practice. I think he has picked up his kind of leadership role on this team and really is kind of directing that whole unit through practice, and I that's definitely good to see. He definitely can get it done on the field. We've seen that from the time he was a freshman. I think we are seeing him step into that leadership role, really fill the role that Hutchings filled last year. You know, he was a big time team leader, leading this, you know, like you said, it's a thin group, but he's definitely the leader, and he's doing just as well as advertised.
I think what's great to see right now, Greg, when you see Cameron Smith out there, there is no thought right now on that knee injury that I think hampered him a little bit at the beginning of last season. You don't see any thought of that right now. Cameron Smith looks healthy as can be, and boy, does he look like a third-year starter out there.
Well, I think the thing to remember about Cam is that he's a baller. He knows how to play. Talking about what Johnny just mentioned, this leadership supposed issue, I don't think it's an issue. When I talked to Cam a week and a half ago, he was a two-time captain at his high school. So he's been in position of leadership. He told me that, you know, he's watched how others have led. And as far as knowing the idea, I think one of the great things about Michael Hutchings is he took an active role in showing players how to go in the film room and how to check out stuff, what to look for, and that's been passed on to not only others but Cam in a leadership role. I don't see any problem in him moving over. I think that, if anything, when you interview him, the person that I interviewed today is far more extroverted and confident and is feeling right at home now as opposed to when he was younger.
Because that's just what isn't Cam's natural personality, especially when he was in here. He's a more quiet guy. He's not very vocal. But it doesn't seem forced right now.
No, not at all.
It just seems like a veteran guy who is comfortable in his skin right now with that.
So absolutely.
Nothing seems forced in it in that regard.
And that's a good sign for USC. They're going to need, if they're going to make the big run that we all expect them to do, you need leadership. And if you look at defense, he definitely is certainly one of the leaders, and it would shock me if he's not one of the captains.
Oh, shock is a good word. Let's go to the spot next to him, Johnny, because I think that's one of the biggest spots that was a question mark coming into spring. John Houston has run with the ones the entire time. There has not been anyone else in there. And I think John is kind of he's the example. They want that plug middle linebacker at Mike, and then maybe a little bit more athleticism in the spot next to him. And John definitely brings that to the table. Give us your thought on what we've seen from John so far.
Yeah, no, he's definitely, you know, one of the more athletic linebackers you'll see. Really quick, you know, reads stuff really well, gets out there, covers a lot of space. I think the biggest thing with him that's been good to see is there's been no sign of any injuries. This, and, you know, he's moving well, you know, isn't hampered at all. Obviously last year he was bothered by the back pretty much the entire season. Looks really good, moving well. Probably could stand to bulk up a little bit still, but he's got time for that, and we'll see. But it definitely, I was a little surprised how quickly he went in there and kind of assumed that role. He's, like you said, no one else has been running with the number one group at the will linebacker spot.
And then talk about the little shift we've seen of they're kind of moving him outside at times in certain alignments, and it, look, that's a role that is naturally suited for him.
Right. Yeah. It's one of the nickel alignments. They actually take Porter Gustin out and move Houston out to an outside linebacker role. And I think it's, again, it's because he's so speedy and quick to take advantage of that athleticism in certain situations. And he looks good out there. I mean, he's obviously a guy, I think when he came in, you could envision him lining up on the outside at like a Sam linebacker. He's got the length. He's got the athleticism. So they have been, over the last two or three practices, kind of tinkering with a nickel alignment where we see him on the outside. Again, most of the time he's still on the inside at the will spot, but there is this one alignment where we're starting to see that.
Greg, Johnny mentioned the one thing about John has not bulked up, could stand.
I'm really concerned about that, to be honest with you. When I look at that early schedule, the biggest game on that schedule is now Western Michigan. It's Stanford. And you'll learn everything about where Houston is early on because Stanford is going to bring it, and they're going to come with former Prep All-America offensive lineman, and he's going to be tested. You know, I think it's a necessity that he's part of the inside. I don't think it's his natural position by any shape or form. I mean, if someone's going to run outside, he's going to catch him. But you know what? Notre Dame, these are the type of schools, and even probably Texas when we face Texas early. They're going to go at him. You know, Cam's not an issue. But we're going to find out, and that's going to be a real challenge, whether, Jordan Iosefa is up to the task physically. We're going to find that out, too. It may be one of those things where, like, almost like a Dodger batting order with analytics, you know, who are we playing and, you know, what's the down and distance?
Well, Iosefa to me is the one wild card. I was wondering coming into spring, was it going to be Iosefa or John lining up next to Cam? Because I think Jordan Iosefa, when you look at a guy who, boy, has he bulked up, Johnny. You talk about the need for Houston to bulk up. No such worries about Iosefa. He is bulking up nicely already at the end of his true freshman year. But I'm really starting to see what I like. Just he is that little thing you play fast when you know the playbook better. You're starting to see that with Jordan Iosefa. He is just really playing fast out there. And he's lining up strictly behind Cam right now. And obviously there's a purpose for that of what the coaches are doing. But just to what Greg mentioned, it would not at all surprise me if Iosefa starts to work his way into that rotation more and more. Talk about what you're seeing from Jordan.
Yeah, I know. He's a guy who actually started standing out to me a lot in the fall. I mean, he really has some great natural instincts. And like you're saying, now he's actually gotten bigger fairly quickly here. He's put on some nice bulk in short order here. Definitely is your prototypical inside linebacker, real tough, nasty in there. But yeah, like you said, one of the things that's been nice to see, he looks so comfortable out there right now. It wouldn't surprise me to see him, especially when fall camp rolls around, to kind of challenge for the starting role in there. He definitely seems to fit the bill, and he definitely makes plays out there. He's been making plays all spring, and you know, especially the last week or so, it seems like he's really been standing out.
And then let's talk about the spot behind John Houston, which was Taylor Katoa, obviously, but before his injury. We've been seeing two guys lining up in there, but mostly it's been walk-on Grant Moore, modern-day high school, Trojan legacy, son of Rex Moore, a guy that Trojan fans remember watching Rex Moore. They knew what kind of linebacker he was. That was one scrappy, intense guy. And Helton made a point to reference it after practice today. You're starting to see Grant shows up. He does something pretty much every day. Today it was a couple times where he did things. We're also seeing Buda Tucker. We'll talk about him in a minute. But, Greg, I want to get your thoughts on Grant Moore, because you're talking a walk-on who could step in.
Thank you for that lead, because as I was walking back to do this podcast, I ran into Grant and his dad, Rex. And Rex came up and he, you know, said some nice words about our staff at WeRSC. And I said to Grant, I said, "You're looking good out there." I said, and then Rex, who was I saw in high school at El Medina when he played for John Lester, the late John Lester. Rex says, "You know, winning Rose Bowls is great, but we're into other things." And Grant says, "Yeah, like national championships." And it was almost like I was in deja vu, like I could close my eyes. And I said, "That's Rex that I knew when he was 19 years old." And his dad agreed with me that don't even go to the idea that this guy's a walk-on. I mean, he went to modern day. He is a player, and he has his dad's tenacity. So my feeling is I'm not going to be all concerned if he goes in the game. He's going to know everything he's supposed to do. He's tough as nails. Mm-hmm. And I think he echoed probably the feeling of most of this team. You know, the Rose Bowl was great, but he wants to win a national championship, and he brings that type of intensity that others feed off of.
And then the other guy we're seeing down in there, Johnny, is Buda Tucker. And he's alternating between outside linebacker and inside linebacker. Another nice guy who has been around for a while and had some reps. I like a guy like Buda Tucker being able to slide him in there to go with Grant as your backup guy right now. Very serviceable.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting with Olajuwon Tucker. We weren't even sure if we were going to see him this spring due to academics. Then he showed up and he was lining up on the outside at the Sam linebacker spot. Then all of a sudden, you know, due to depth, he's back on the inside there at the Will spot. And Coach Helton brought it up. You know, it's definitely a bonus to have a guy like that in your program who can just slide in so quickly and can kind of, you know, can definitely fill the role at both spots. It'll be interesting to see if he has what it takes to ever excel really at either of those spots. But right now, he's a great player to have on a team who can just fill any role you need.
And then Helton talking today about the fact that two incoming freshmen will get looks at the inside linebacker spot. You're talking about Levi Jones and Juliala Falanico. Falanico could be a stretch size-wise to see how much he could impact. But Levi Jones, boy, he reminds me so much of John Houston on where they were coming out of high school, very athletic guys. So as we're sitting here coming out of spring, I think it's fair to say, if you want to use the word concern, I think it's just an area to keep an eye on with the depth and injury right now. Things are thin. That's a very good top three to have in the rotation. But coming out of spring, heading into fall camp on the defense, this is probably the situation we're paying attention to the most. So for Johnny Curran and Greg Katz, this is Gary Pasquitz. You're listening to the We Are SC podcast.